Mission for the Love of God Worldwide. Catechesis prior to the solemn consecration. Day 9. Let us return to the question, what does it mean to surrender, to consecrate? Surrender to God is not something passive. It is not fatalist, and it is not an excuse. It is not about accepting the current state of things. On the contrary, it is sacrificing our life and suffering to change what needs to be modified. God usually calls consecrated people to fight for Him. Surrender is not for you to repress your personality. Rather, surrender, the consecration of your being, maximizes your personality. C.S. Lewis pointed out, the more we let God take us over, the more truly ourselves we become. Because He made us. He invented us. He invented all the different people that you and I were intended to be. It is when I turn to Christ, when I give up myself to His personality, that I first begin to have a real personality of my own. Good morning, Father, Father of all mankind. I love You, my dear beloved Father. I love You with all of my heart, with all of my soul, and with all my mind. I thank You for my life and the life of my family. Thank You, Father, for everything You have done for us. Thank You, Father, for our health. Thank You, Father, for Your love and for Your protection. Father, I offer You this day my free will. Please, unite it to Your divine will. Show me what You would have me do this day, and help me, my beloved Father, to accomplish it. Good morning, Mother, Mother of all mankind. I love You, my beloved Mother. Thank You for Your love and for Your protection. I renew this day my consecration to Your sorrowful and immaculate heart, and to the sacred heart of Your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus. Please, Mother, ask Saint Joseph to protect and intercede for me and my family this day. I thank God for my beloved guardian angel and for all the guardian angels of my family. I ask for their intercession and protection upon each one of us this day. Amen. 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 John Rick Miller.